Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sports City. It's your boy TP Thomas back at the helm. Welcome back to your Sunday pitch here at the morning brunch. We got 60 or more minutes locked and loaded here in the kitchen. I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside the kitchen. Thomas is alive.
Oh, welcome to Sports City. TP Thomas is at the helm.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
Moses taking care of the Midwest. I'm TP Thomas holding down the East Coast.
TP, I am ready to back rock.
And the only thing, I got one thing to wish you people.
Good morning. It's a Sports City chance for Sunday the brunch with Mark and TP.
Good morning.
So kick back, relax, enjoy everybody. Don't turn on the TV.
Good morning.
It's a Sunday morning brunch with Mark and Moses and TP Thomas.
Good morning.
So sit back, relax, and 2 hours of facts, and that's a fact, yeah.
The calling number is 917-889-9592. You got the next 60 or more minutes locked and loaded with Sports City. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but y'all are here with the chefs. And first and foremost, before I get this show underway, I do have to, you know, give a pause or a shout-out to everybody that I know, family and friends, and also my youth family down there in the state of Florida. If they're telling you to evacuate, do what you need to do. Don't try to be super thug. I don't want to just use thug, but don't try to be super thug trying to fight through that storm. I've already seen notes that there could be potentially 2 to 4 feet on some coast of Florida. Move if you have to, though. Don't jeopardize your life. It's more to it than that. But I understand people's livelihoods, so on and so forth. But you guys are on my mind. That is for sure. Everybody that's out there that's listening from the Florida region, I definitely had to get that out of the way. Now, I got to get this show rolling because there's a lot to get to. Calling in from the state of Indiana, my big brother, Arkeezy, Mr. King. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Brunch. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, Thomas, man. Excited about being inside Sports City once again. Sunday Morning Brunch. You know I'm not a regular, but it's always something special going on a Sunday morning, man. I'm a big fan, a big supporter. I'm just, man, happy to be here, Ty. Let's get it cooking, man. Do what you do. Let's eat.
Okay. I'm going to get into a couple of topics and see how you feel about it, too. We also got another caller with you that I'm going to get in here also. One topic, I kind of want a hot seat, one of them, and one of them that actually puts me, like, in a hot frame of mindset, if you know what I mean. Just to heat things up here in the kitchen. The hot seat situation is Louisiana Tech. I don't even know how to address the situation because it's an unfortunate situation. They were on the 6-yard line, right, Royce? Just picture this. This is a football game. They are on the opposing team's 6-yard line. They fumbled the ball 89 yards back. They had an 89-yard lost play. I've never even heard of that. So they dealt with a play that was 3rd and 90. Something crazy. It was like a crazy number like that. Like, so once I seen this happening, I was like, Louisiana Tech, you guys cannot get out of your way. I do want to hot seat that one. If you want to add anything to that, then I'll get the caller in queue in there also for this too as well. To hear something crazy like that is beyond me. I've never heard of something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, Tom. Sorry about that delay. I mean, that's just, I've never heard of anything like that. I wasn't available, you know, to see the game. I was out on the court doing what I do, reffing some basketball. But, explain it to me. I mean, they fumbled? Did they start playing soccer and actually kick the ball?
Right.
89 yards in opposite direction?
Right. So you know why when a fumble happens, right? Like, some people are trying to scoop it up so they can go another way with it or try to scoop it up to return yardage. So it was hot potato, slippery potato, you know what I'm saying? Nobody could pick it up. They kept kicking it and dropping it, kicking it and dropping it. It was going all the way back to the other end zone, and then Louisiana Tech fell on the ball and retained possession, but then it ended up being a 3rd down situation. So the next thing you know, they ran a 21-yard draw and ended up having a punt while they were basically at the doorstep of the end zone and have a, you know, a catastrophe happen like that. It's not funny if it is your team, and if people that are down there, Louisiana Tech fans, I understand frustration, but, you know, that's one of those come-on-man situations. So we have a few callers in queue while we want. Right, exactly. So I had to do that one. Calling in from the Virginia region, we have Tommy B in the building. Welcome to the bus. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. Just got a lot of thoughts of people down in Florida. As everybody knows, that's my second home down there. My heart and prayers. I even feel bad for you people in Gainesville and Trailer Tassie. I hope you all get out fine, especially you people in Trailer Tassie. Is it October 7th? There will be another hurricane ripping through that city. You better be ready on October 7th.
And also calling out of the Indiana region, I think this might be AR. AR, welcome to the brunch. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm back.
I'm glad you're back.
Chip Kelly needs to be fired. It's time.
Already?
It's time. It's a lot of built-up frustration.
Wait,
you
Chip Kelly or Brian Kelly?
Lose.
Chip Kelly or
sorry,
Chip Kelly
Brian
Kelly. Okay, okay.
Well, they both should be on the unemployment line. Chip is already gone. Brian needs to be gone, too. You cannot, and I repeat, cannot lose in prime time to a freshman quarterback from Georgia. Can't happen. Despicable.
In the way Notre Dame looked out of the gate last week, they looked decent. I don't want to say promising, but they had their quarterback, and he was scrambling, and I think that's the new nature that they want to go with, is having a mobile quarterback, because last year it was Kizer, even though they didn't do well last year, but Kizer was a mobile quarterback. And now this year they're introducing a new mobile quarterback, and unfortunately Georgia went up there and basically took them behind the woodshed, if you will, and won that game.
They played Temple last week. Shut up. Ty, forget that. They played Temple last week.
Okay, they were a Division I school. You got to give them some type of credit, something. I can see if they were playing, you know, St. Mary's or something. They played Temple. Temple was interesting last year. They had an interesting season last year. But nevertheless, I understand both of your frustrations. I understand where you're coming from, AR, and I also understand where you're coming from, too, Tommy. But Georgia basically lets Notre Dame know where they are right now in the, like, let's just say, the top 25 of the grand scheme of things, like if they are going to be contest ready. But I can't talk too much about because down the road they do play
Georgia
Miami.
Wins the SEC East.
Right. And
watch.
Down the road, they do end up playing Miami soon, so I want to see how Miami handles their business. And Notre Dame has actually won that game a couple of times up against Miami, so I don't want to see this happen to us. So I'm sitting at the edge of my seat for that match, and plus knowing the amount of people that I know that are Notre Dame fans. Now, there is something that had me, you know, like hot skillet plate, if you will, and this is me. And this is happening across the board, like throughout America, like, and this is like outside of the lines, if you will, on every sport nature. But the coach Kevin Sumlin, the head of the Texas A&M Aggies, was sent a hate letter, basically, recently, and it was sent to his wife about his coaching situation and throwing racial slurs, so on and so forth. And I, for me, hearing that, I actually heard it this morning. It's like enough is enough, people. Like, it's a sport. No matter what coach it is, you're not going to be satisfied if they don't go undefeated or so on and so forth. People's families don't have nothing to do with this. So, like, I had to address this first and foremost, the standard that they threw at this guy, knowing that he's in the Big 12, knowing that they really haven't had that many African-American.
SEC.
Texas A&M is SEC now?
You gotta remember.
They switched up. Well, they were Big 12 at one point, so okay, I'm sorry to confuse the conference. However, regardless of the situation, his family don't deserve that. You know, nor does he. And I don't even want to say that Texas A&M had a bad season last year. They had a good season until Knight went down. Once Knight went down, everything started to be a catastrophe. But nevertheless, people, let's be real. This is sports, man. And for you to threaten whatever you're saying, or they said or else, he needs to resign or else or something like that. Like, come on, for a football game? Like, honestly, like, hey.
What the A&M fans need to fully realize, what happened last week was they lost three quarterbacks. You lose three key players, and you have a true freshman playing. What else do you expect is going to happen? I mean, the defense was out there almost all night. So it's only imperative that a comeback happens. And the UCLA quarterback said it best. They got lucky. When Texas A&M has so much bad luck on their hands, I mean, you got to just put it up to what it is. The football guys didn't want Texas A&M to win that game. That's basically what it was.
Kevin Sumlin doesn't make it through the year. Watch. Book it. He was a coach on the hot seat from the beginning of the season. And if Texas A&M won that game, like they probably should have, they wouldn't have choked it away. We would have been talking about Jim Mora at UCLA on the hot seat, and I still think he's on the hot seat.
That is interesting, but even if he is on the hot seat, I don't think he deserves hate mail at all. And I guess this is a new day and age, if you will. I don't want to say a new America, but a new day and age that now that ugliness has been showing itself. But I do want to throw an interesting comment or actually a question out here and see how you guys feel about this. Now, I've actually had a discussion with a couple of my friends outside of Sports City, and they threw out the situation of who is the front runner right now, even though it's only been 2 weeks, for Heisman hopeful, you know. And I was like, you know, I'm not that big into wrestling. I fell off of wrestling back in the early 90s. But Ric Flair used to say, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And an interesting number that I looked at for Lamar Jackson, Lamar not only had it last week, but also, so two back-to-back weeks, he had over 300 yards passing and a buck rushing. So I'm like, if Lamar's still doing this, they got to knock him off. So one of my friends came at me and said, Rosen from UCLA. I was like, I'm not high on Rosen coming out of UCLA. And the football that they play in the Pac-12, it's all offense. There's no defense at all. Like, if they run into a defense that's built to deal with secondary, it's going to be interesting. He also threw out Darnold. And the other quarterback that I'm looking at is his mainstay was Baker Mayfield. He's high on Baker Mayfield coming out. I don't know if that was Tom or AR that said that's a negative. That did defense in the Pac-12?
Did you not watch that USC game? I'm telling you right now, and book it now. They will win the Pac-12. They will be in the playoffs. When this team wants to show up and they want to play football, USC is probably one of the best teams in the country. When they want to play, USC can play defense, and they proved it last night against Stanford.
They still play defense and gave up 24 points.
Wow.
Okay.
USC should be a team to watch out for.
I didn't say that they weren't a team to watch out for. I'm talking about the play in that division. I did not say anything about USC at all. I just said about the play in the division. AR, your thoughts on who you think is the Heisman hopeful right now as the season is in the week two of college football?
There's only one person, Lamar Jackson. He's going to put up monster numbers again, and he's going to win the Heisman again. He's got a lot of weapons over there in Louisville. The only setback that Louisville has is their defense. That's their only setback.
The discussion that I was having was he was like, well, one of my friends was saying basically that Louisville is not seeing any good defenses at all. I was like, well, in the two games that he's played thus far, I really can't hold a candle to that right now. I wish he did enough work up against North Carolina to put up over 40, 45 points up against North Carolina. And he was like, well, when is North Carolina had good defensive players? And I named a few. He's like, oh, I forgot that player. But I don't really want to hang my hat on that. I was like, well, you know, last season he only played two tough defenses in Clemson and Florida State. But I was like, okay, the Florida State game, he put up 60-some-odd points. And I'm like, we didn't even get through the thick of things, and they're already giving him the leg up with Baker Mayfield ahead of him, as well as Darnold being the quarterback out of USC, which I give credit to both of these guys. Both of these guys are studs. I'm not saying that they aren't capable to put up big points to have gaudy numbers. But right now, for what he's doing, and could potentially Louisville could potentially win the ACC if everything does go right for him. Just to be truthfully honest, he could actually be contending for a national championship. I do want to see how this does end up panning out, but with Baker Mayfield, with the performance that Baker Mayfield came up with up against Ohio State, that was pretty big. And the stamp that he put on at the end of the game, grabbing the Sooner flag and basically acting like he put a stake in the ground on them, letting them know that Oklahoma is for real. So I give Baker credit right there in that matchup. But the one thing about Ohio State that I will say, Indiana tested just secondary last week. And Oklahoma went right back at that secondary again with Baker finishing with almost 400 yards passing in the shoe, in the horseshoe. So, Baker, I do give you credit for going on the road, knocking off the number two team. I do got to give you credit. But Urban Meyer, your secondary is on trial. That is for sure. I am going to let that claim go out there. Anything else in front of at least the Heisman hopefuls, whether it's Darnold, the game that he had up against up against Stanford, or Baker's performance, or also Lamar's performance as well yesterday up against North Carolina?
Lamar hasn't played nobody yet. I'm sorry, North Carolina's defense is suspect this year. It's awful. We'll see what they got next week in Louisville against Clemson. And then when they play that Florida State defense, if he puts up the numbers, then so be it. Those are going to be the two games to tell where he's at. And I'm telling everybody knows I hate Florida State. I hate them with all the passion in the world. He's not putting up the numbers he put up last year, because I think they're still scoring on him from last year. It won't happen this year.
Right.
This defense this year for Florida State's a lot better. They're the key on him. He better be ready.
Okay. Fair enough. Well,
and I'd watch out for Mark Walton if we could ever get on the field.
That's my Heisman hope for you. You know, I'm hoping Mark can go
out
there
and watch out for him, because he's playing very emotional for losing his mother over the off season. He's playing with
right.
a heavy heart. I'd watch out for Mark Walton if he can ever get on the field again.
Yeah, because Hurricane Irma is a catastrophe right now down there in Florida. That's for sure. TCU took care of business up against Arkansas. Tennessee took care of business up against Indiana. Washington State had an interesting win up against Boise State, in which at one point Boise State had a lead by 21 points. This game ended up going into overtime, three overtimes at that, and Washington State ended up prevailing, knocking off Boise State 47-44. That was a very interesting game to cap off tonight as well. Any other game that you guys would like to look at before we get away from it and start talking about week one football here? Nobody. Crooked soup. Okay. So, like I said, we are here in front of week one. I want to get into some of the news and notes that we do have going into these games as well, in which – Aaron Donald ended his holdout up for the St. Louis Rams. This is about to come out. The Los Angeles Rams, they went back to L.A. They went back to Cali. And he ended his holdout, but he will not play in this game this week. But he is going to be back for this Los Angeles Rams team. Now, I don't know. I understand people need to get paid. You know what I'm saying? That's their job. That's their livelihood at the end of the day, right? But why hold his holdout up until week one when you're going to miss a game check because you didn't perform? You know, like, you got to cut that somehow, some way. And I guess they get advised by their agent to try and, you know, maximize the situation. But if this is cutting it to, you know, close to, you know, week four preseason or getting close to week one, you got to, I guess, use better judgment. I do want to see how you guys feel about this. I want to pass it around the kitchen before we get into some more topics and then get into the game. AR, I'll start with you first. Your thoughts on Aaron Donald ending his holdout a day before Sunday?
I mean, players got to get paid. He wants his money. I mean, if he should have did what Le'Veon did and just came back earlier. I mean, he still doesn't have a new contract. So it's like, what's really the purpose of you holding out if you're not going to get a contract? If you just didn't want to play the preseason, just don't play the preseason. Come back before the season starts.
That's exactly how I'm looking at it. Like, look at the betterment of the team. Because then when you pull stuff like this, and not to say he pulls something like you know, it's an act, but it kind of is. But, you know, then the team looks at you different. Like, you know, like, are you really here for us, or is it all about the money? Which all of them should be, you know, have somewhere, their mindset somewhere on the, you know, the betterment of their family, but also for the ultimate goal to try and get to the postseason and accomplish the finality of trying to get in the Super Bowl, you know. So I don't know where Aaron Donald's head could be if he's on the next train smoking, if things don't go down the right way for him. I want to see how you guys feel about it. Arkeezy, I'm going to come to you. Your thoughts on Aaron Donald ending his holdout, but he will miss this game up against AR.
Well, it seems like he miscalculated in terms of judgment. I mean, you missed the game. It's on you. I get it. As has been stated already, you got to get paid. The business of sports and entertainment. It's going to be another week before he's able to go out and entertain. So his choice, his life. That's all I got to say about that guy.
And Tommy, your thoughts on Aaron Donald before we get away from this topic as well?
Not much more to say. I mean, I don't want to repeat it, but it's pretty much he just didn't want to do the off season in the spring, in these preseason games. Pretty much is the way I see it. I don't see any other point. Definitely, if you turn around, you still don't have a new contract. You're still playing on the same contract and getting paid still the same that you was. So what was the whole point? Except you didn't want to put in the off season work. Then he comes back. If he didn't get out and do all the off-season work and everything else, then we got to look at and say, is he still going to be in football shape? Or is he going to get injured the first time he hits on the field now? Because he's not been hit, unless he was being hit somewhere else. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the first time he gets hit now.
Okay, fair enough. And just like AR mentioned, Le'Veon Bell actually coming back so he can play. Like, I feel that's the way that you should go about it, but just letting the team know that, you know, this is an interesting standpoint. Like I think Le'Veon Bell's situation, as soon as he gets the time to flee, it could be a potential situation where he can end up leaving Pittsburgh if things don't go the right way that he would like them to go. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing can happen for Aaron Donald. But it's like, they might be disgruntled for the season, but you got to look at the – especially if you guys aren't lined up to be a Super Bowl winning team. You can be a contender, but if you're one of the favorites, then it's a different scenario. But looking at both of these players, especially Le'Veon Bell, who he is, he will be available week one. Le'Veon Bell will, but Aaron Donald is the holdout right now. Another injury, we got OBJ being Odell Beckham. He's a game-time decision for the game up against Arkeezy's boys tonight. They're saying that he might not participate. There's doubt that he will be available. I think this actually puts an interesting standpoint on the Giants going into Dallas up against the Cowboys as well. But we'll get into that when we come across that game. I do want to get into the games that we have on slate for today. First 1 o'clock matchup that we do have is the Jets up against the Buffalo Bills. The Gangrene is on the road up against Buffalo. If anybody feel that Gangrene can go into Buffalo and knock them off.
Give me the Jets. I don't trust this Buffalo offense. I do not trust this Buffalo offense or defense. I don't trust – actually, I don't trust the Jets offense, but I trust them maybe a little more than I do Buffalo's.
Okay. Even with them trading Sheldon Richardson?
Did you hear him, Tommy?
What?
He said even with them trading Sheldon Richardson to the Seahawks.
Yep. Give me the Jets. We all know that I can't stand the Buffalo Bills quarterback, and there's a reason. Let Tyron, whatever. Bob, sorry. You bum.
Okay. Everybody else is Buffalo Bills here, correct?
I gotta go Buffalo.
Plus there's a more of a personal reason why
Bills.
I don't take Buffalo. Ty knows why.
Personal reason for you picking the Jets over the Bills.
Ty, you remember I used to be a Buffalo Bill fan until the way they treated Doug Flutie. And they picked that sorry Doug Johnson over Flutie. So you know what? You've lost my respect for your as an organization. You didn't want to win.
Oh, man, how old is that?
How
old is that? Did you really just say that on air? Wow.
Okay.
And I tell you now, my Ravens are starting to get that way, too. And go ahead, before you even get to the game, you give me Cincinnati to win that.
All right, calm down. Go ahead, Ty.
Oh, really? That's an interesting pick. I like. We'll get there in the next two games. But hold on. I like that. Sit on that one. The next matchup that I do have is taking place in Chicago. The Falcons coming off of their Super Bowl loss, taking on the Chicago Bears. Is anybody pulling for the Bears at home up against the Super Bowl losers? That silence helps me for real.
I think not.
Cricket.
Yeah.
So you saying the Super Bowl losers?
Yes,
sir. The way you just said that, that's just going to give them more motivation to win this game because they got to come back from something like that. I mean, I don't know how you do it, but you gotta come back.
Okay, fair enough. So everybody's going Falcons. I know I'm going Falcons in this matchup. That's for sure. So this is the game that Tommy's talking about. The Ravens on the road up against the Cincinnati Bengals. So Tommy is already gone with the Bengals. And the interesting part about this is Tommy is a Ravens fan. So that is why it stunned me that he's going with the Bengals. He's a Baltimore fan. So he's already going against the grain up against his boys. So, Royce, I'll come to you. Your thoughts on this matchup? Cincinnati at home up against the Ravens.
I'm going with the home team. You know, it's week one, and it's just basically because they're the home team. Like I said, man, you know, I'm just getting back into football, get my football legs under me. I don't really have, you know, that sweet science on why I'm picking the Bengals other than I'm going to just trust my gut right now. I'm going to trust my instincts, and I'm going to go with the Bengals over the Ravens in week one.
Okay, AR, your thoughts on this matchup, Ravens or Bengals?
We got to go with them Bengals. Red Rocket. And AJ Green.
I think this is a clean sweep. Everybody is Bengals out. I'm going with the Cats as well. And If Ravens, I'm going to say this on air right now. I'm going to say this, and I don't care how people feel about it, so what? If your quarterback looks terrible, that's what you get. That's what you get. If the quarterback looks terrible, I hope you guys have a painful loss today. That's what I'm going to say, because you really overlooked Kaepernick just because. just because. I don't even want to get into it, but that's crazy that you guys went with Warriors backup an arena quarterback before you would try and get Kaepernick, but you would tell the public and the media that you guys were ready to pull the trigger on Colin Kaepernick. I just don't get that.
What worries me is Flacco has not played any. That's what worries me is Flacco's not played all preseason. Now, I will say this. Our defense has looked approved. Suggs looks like he's motivated to play. And I was on here, what was it, a year ago when he tore that Achilles again. And I told Ty, I told Aaron, and I told everybody he will not be back this year. Suggs, T6, come out and ball out and prove me wrong. Because in the offseason, the preseason, you look good. You look healthy. You look motivated. Come out and play because I still don't trust our secondary. Ozzie Newsome. Stop getting these these Alabama ball players that ain't been proven. There's other universities that's got football players. Stop getting these Alabama ball players that are not proven in the NFL.
Okay.
Man, and speaking the truth today, I like it.
Oh, you're going to get that here. Ain't nobody lying.
In my
Kanye West voice, ain't nobody lying. Ain't nobody lying. Okay. The next matchup, I think this might be another clean sweep. Is anybody pulling for the Browns at home up against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I would love to see Cleveland win this. Love to, but they're not.
Black and yellow.
Anybody, everybody's still city right now. Royce, you're probably the only one that didn't say something, but I'm taking the silence as yes, so I'm going to mark my big
Steelers,
brother down.
Steelers.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Don't worry. Okay, the next matchup we have is Jacksonville on the road up against the Texans. This is a very interesting game. This is a new Jacksonville team up against the Texans who are coming off of Hurricane Harvey. But the question is can the quarterback play revitalize this team and help them win a game up against a hungry Jaguars team who's trying to turn the corner, but they do have Leonard Fournette. They do have D.D. Westbrook. They do have my guy, Allen Hurns. I'm a Hurricane fan. So they do have Hurns actually got cut. I'm lying. Hurns did get cut. So they don't have Hurns there, though, but they do have some interesting receivers on the outside. They also have Yeldon as well. So they do have speed for this Jacksonville team. I go around the kitchen. Tommy, I'll come to you first. Your thoughts, Jacksonville or the Texans?
I've got Houston rooting down, but I'm not. Yeah, go ahead and give me Houston. I think they'll play with a heavy heart, and they'll find a way to pull it out. I don't trust Bortles. I thought he'd come in and play better than what he has, and he's not proven. He's proven me wrong. I thought he'd come in and take over the league and throw the ball, but he's just not been able to do it. I don't know if it's because he's in Jacksonville or what it is, but give me Houston.
Okay. Gar, your thoughts on this matchup? Who do you like, Jacksonville or Houston?
All I got to say is J.J. Watt is back.
I know.
And J.J. Watt is going to he's gonna dominate. So that alone says who I'm with. And honestly, I trust the Houston quarterbacks more than I trust Bortles. No matter what year it is, Bortles is still the same.
Royce, your thoughts on this matchup? You going with the Jags or the Texans?
I'm so torn, right? I thought Thomas was on to something when he said this is not the same Jacksonville Jaguars team. But given the situation down in Houston, I believe that team is absolutely inspired and motivated to do something for that city to try to lift spirits can give in a sense, I guess you could say, an emotional win. I mean, it's obviously just the first game of the season. It's not like they're playing to represent in the Super Bowl or anything like that. But with all that being said, I'm going to just go with the Houston Texans, man. I hope it's a good contest and it's something that's thrilling and it could, as I stated, lift the spirits of those viewing who are hail from the Houston area.
Well, since I have my big brother Royce go in front of me and say exactly what he just said, I'm going with Jacksonville on the road to win this game. I got the Jags to pull the upset after Hurricane Harvey. So, yes, I am going up against the panel. The panel is going with the Texans at home. Here goes one for timeless. Let's go. The next 1 o'clock matchup we have, this is a very interesting matchup. I do like this one a lot. The Oakland Raiders are on the road up against the Tennessee Titans. Who do you guys like in this matchup and why? Royce, I'll start with you first. The Titans at home up against the Oakland Raiders with Derek Carr back as well as Marshawn Lynch added to this offense.
Well, I'm going with the Raiders because the Titans, who used to be the Houston Oilers, are no longer the Houston Oilers. They're the Titans. So I'm just going with the Raiders, DP, for no other reason. Just because they're the Raiders, man. Like, black and silver. Real men wear black and silver, unless you're a cowboy. Got that silver
I'm
in
tell
there,
you this,
baby.
Though. I'm going to tell you this, though. The Titans are a team to watch out for. I am concerned about how Marcus Mariota responds after hearing his knee up last
it's week
year.
One.
Right, right. But I want to see how Mariota looks.
Pick for week one.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll keep it moving right along. AR, your thoughts on this matchup? Who do you like and why? Raiders or the Titans?
Well, I called it earlier this week. I'm going to say it again. Can't go against the grain of black and silver. Black and silver is back. Oakland Raider fans, watch out because they're going to win the AFC West. They're going to have a high playoff seeding, probably number one in the AFC. The team is complete. Black and silver. I'm not a Raider fan, but today, black and silver is going to win.
Tommy, who do you like in this matchup, Raiders or Titans?
Ty, you know this? Because I told you this, 2 weeks ago when we were talking. Give me the Oakland Raiders. They are my Super Bowl pick to win the AFC.
That's what I'm talking about,
Tommy.
Going
with the Raiders.
There you go.
They are my offseason. I said it 2 years ago they would make the playoffs last year. I said they got something special going. When they got Lynch, that clinched it for me. In New England, you better be lucky that Carr broke that leg last year. Y'all wouldn't have been there last year. Oakland would have been there.
Tell him again, Tommy. Tell him again.
Y'all better be lucky.
Complete team
Jack Del Rio had him out on the field because that game was won. I still do not understand why Carr was on the field.
Okay, and the next 1 o'clock game that I do have is home cooking for me. So, as you guys heard earlier this week, the way that I went with the game, the Arizona Cardinals coming into Ford Field up against the Detroit Lions. I want to see how you guys feel about this matchup. AR, I'll start with you first. Your thoughts on this matchup and why?
Arizona. Well, I'm going to have to say I got to go with the Cardinals on this one. Got to go with the Cardinals. I think David Johnson is going to have a good day. I think he's going to have over 120 yards rushing. Yeah. I'm going to go with Cardinals.
Tommy, your thoughts on this matchup? Cardinals on the road at Ford Field up against the Lions.
Well, this is easy for me. I'm going to Arizona just because Detroit had to just they turn around and cut my boy Kaya. So you know what? I hope they go 0-16. I ain't ever picking the Lions to win anything. I don't care if they're playing the Eagles. I hope they go 0-16. Hey, no disrespect to Utah.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Roy, your thoughts on this matchup? Arizona on the road up against Detroit.
I hate to do this to you, Todd, but it seems like it's a clean sweep from the panel, man. We're going with the Arizona Cardinals because I just think they're a better team than the Detroit Lions. It's just that simple.
No problem. 135 reasons. That's all I'm going to say. 135 reasons. I'm going with the blue team. The last 1 o'clock game we have are the Philadelphia Eagles on the road up against the Washington Redskins. This game is basically a pick'em. This is an interesting matchup. Like I said earlier this week, Kirk Cousins, prove me wrong in this matchup. I'm starting it off. I'm going with the Eagles on the road to knock off the Washington Redskins. Royce, your thoughts on this matchup? Who you going with, Philly or Washington?
I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And here's the reason why. Not trying to sound sappy or sentimental, man, but, you know, my pops was an Eagles fan. May he rest in peace. So fly high one time. Let's go, Eagles.
Well, if that's the case, then I need to be cheering for the Redskins. So my pops is a diehard Redskin, and he's going to. So rest in peace, pops. But I'm not messing with Kirk Cousins. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins at all. I'm not sold on what Kirk Cousins bring to the table. But prove me wrong, Kirk Cousins. Prove me wrong that they keep giving you all of this money, franchise money, and you're middle of the road. I won't say you're a poor quarterback, but you're middle of the road to me. So I want to see how this does pan out. Tommy, your thoughts on this matchup, Philadelphia or the Redskins?
So this is tough for me because there's a certain YouTube guy that I love watching. He's an Eagles fan, and I love watching when the Eagles lose. But pardon me, give me Philly. Because I'm with Ty. I don't trust Cousins. And I'll say it now. I think he's one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league. I think Kaepernick's better than this guy is. I think he's a backup quarterback and will always be a backup. So give me Philly.
Okay, AR, you the last one to pick on this matchup. Who do you like, the Eagles or the rest of it in a battle?
Well, Ty, you know, I told you earlier this week about this pick. It's going to be a clean sweep. And this is why. The Eagles have weapons. Alshon Jeffrey on the edge. 6'3". Can catch anything. I mean, what else is there? I mean, Josh can't cover him all game. He's going to get his catches. The Eagles also have a running back. They're going to be running the football on Washington. Washington has no weapons. Their defense is suspect. The quarterback, your own franchise doesn't even trust you enough to sign you to a long-term deal. That's saying something right there. So, therefore, Washington is not going to win this game. Washington is going to be happy enough to win 6 games this year. The Eagles are going to win. It's a clean sweep. That's it.
Fair enough. So, we do have another clean sweep. With everybody going with the Eagles in this matchup. So, this is where we set it off. We're starting the 4 o'clock matchup for the evening. Starting with the Indianapolis Colts on the road up against the Los Angeles Rams, which we spoke about coming into the show. AR, you are going last. So, Tommy, I will come to you first. Your thoughts on this matchup. Who do you like and why?
I don't know. Because I don't trust either quarterback. You don't know what you're going to get. Luck's out. Since the Rams are playing at home, give me L.A. They seem to play better at home defensively and everything. Give me L.A.
All right, Keezy, your thoughts on this matchup? You being an Indiana guy, but I know you're not an Indianapolis fan. Who do you like in this matchup, Colts or the Rams?
Well, I'm in the city, and I got a lot of Colts friends, so I need to holler at my people. So let's go with the Colts. with the Colts, man.
I think that was a sentimental pick. I think that was a sentimental pick.
D-line.
Okay. I'm following up with you, Tommy. I'm going with the Rams as well in this matchup. I really think the Colts defense is still on trial, and how do they stop Todd Gurley is the question for me. So I am going with the Los Angeles Rams. AR, since you are the resident Colts fan here, who do you like in this matchup, Indianapolis or the Rams at home?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the Big Blue Express, the Colts. And this is why. I think Frank Gore is going to have a decent day today with Aaron Donald not being in the middle. That's going to actually sure up a lot of things right there. I mean, you don't have to worry about the man. I mean, Aaron Donald's a beast. Everybody knows this. That's why he wants his contract. He wants to get paid as a beast. The Colts ain't got to worry about that this week. So Frank Gore is going to have a good day. Frank Gore is going to have another 1,000-yard rushing year because, I mean, let's face it, Andrew Luck isn't playing tonight at all. And he probably won't play until October. You heard it here first. So we're going to go with the Colts, and I'm going to say it is going to be a little bit of check down city, but the Colts are going to get it done. T.Y. Hilton coming off of a fantastic year as the leading receiving yards catcher in the NFL last year. He's going to have another great year this year. Moncrief coming off his injury, he's going to have a solid season. I mean, and then the tight end, we just gave him a contract. He just got paid. He's going to ball out too. Colts are going to get it done. Colts defense is going to show up, even though we don't have Vontae, but we have a lot of youth in the secondary. I like this secondary. It's actually, we're getting a lot better. You know, the previous GM, he was terrible. We're not even going to mention his name on the air. He doesn't need to be mentioned. He's in Cleveland where he needs to be. But the Colts are going to get it done this week. 24-17.
Whoa, he even gave a score. Touchdown spread. In which Philip Dorsett is gone. Philip Dorsett went to the Patriots. T.Y. Hilton is the bright spot. Tolzien has not shown himself since he's been in the league. And wait. And I'm a diehard Hurricane fan. You just said Frank Gore's going to get 1,000 yards this season?
Yep.
Wow.
He got 1,000 yards last year. He's going to get 1,000 yards this year.
I think he does too.
You're pushing it. You are pushing it. Okay. The next matchup we have is probably the better game to me at 4 o'clock. The Seahawks on the road up against the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. This is, whoa. I mean, what better to start the season up with an interesting matchup like this one? Russell versus Rodgers. I don't know which way to go with this one. I want to hear how you guys pick this one. Somebody sway me one way or the other. I will start with you first on this one, Tommy. Your thoughts, Rodgers versus Russell.
I'm going Seattle. I'm going road team. I got Seattle. Seattle's the team to win the West for me and go to the Super Bowl. So they're going to start off with the win right now, and they're going to ride this momentum right through the season. Give me Seattle.
Super Bowl pick. So you have the Seahawks and the Raiders in the Super Bowl up, Marshawn up against his old team, Fort City.
Yep, and he's going to run wild on that team. He's going to play with motivation.
Okay.
I like it.
We got a week one Seahawks Raiders Super Bowl pick already. Okay, Royce, follow it up. Who do you like in this matchup? Seahawks up against the Packers? The Lambeau Leap up against the Legion of Boom?
Well, I'm with Tommy on this one, man, and I think it's basically because of the defense more than anything. I love the Seattle defense, and I think they're exactly what they need to be in terms of making a difference. You know, Aaron Rodgers is who he is, and, you know, as some people like to say, he's a bad man. I'll just say he's Aaron Rodgers. He makes it happen. But I'm just, again, defense, man. I think the D is going to be there. It's going to, you know, probably rush him a little bit, and I'm not sure that he's going to have the weapons available that he needs to have in terms of can they turn or make a big play on the offense to get that edge on the Seattle Seahawks defense. So I'm rolling with the Seahawks.
And, Todd, don't forget, who's that running back in Seattle?
Eddie Lacy, and he's got that contract where if he keeps that weight down, he makes so much.
Oh, good point.
He's going back to
Lambeau.
Watch and see what Eddie Lacy does.
Interesting. I just want to see him and Clay Matthews go at it. That's going to be an interesting collision. I want to see that. That's going to be crucial. AR, who do you like in this matchup? The Seahawks hosting or being hosted by the Packers, excuse me.
Well, as you stated, you know, this is actually one of the most interesting contests of the weekend. I honestly should – the game should have been on primetime, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I think with the acquisition of Sheldon Richardson to that front seven in Seattle, and I heard their new nickname is now called the Death Row. It's not the Legion of Boom anymore. But you still get Sam Chancellor back there. You still get,
really?
You know, Sherman over
Death
there.
Row.
I mean,
I like
the defense alone, Lord Jesus, like this defense is probably literally the best defense in the NFL. And I honestly think, you know, going up against Aaron Rodgers, I think this defense is going to make it happen for Seattle. I think Seattle is going to win this game. Reasoning why, I don't really see as many weapons on the Packers' defensive side as Seattle. So I think Russell Wilson and the death row of the defense and the Legion of Boom is going to get it done. I think Seattle's going to win this game, and I think it's going to be 31-17 Seattle.
Whoa. The only thing that worries me about Seattle is that offensive line.
Whoa, I got to write that score down. You said by two touchdowns, you are not playing around. Okay. I'm last to pick on this one. I'm actually scared of picking this one, but – the Packers at home, I don't think they'll start the season out with a loss at home. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. I can't. As much as I can't stand the Packers, I do respect 12. Regardless of what happens, I think he'll do what he needs to do. But I'm going to say this before I do go to the next game. Seattle Seahawks, like my mind, body, and soul is with you right now. My mind, body, and soul is with you right now. For what Michael Bennett had to go through out there at that Floyd Mayweather fight, believe me, that's why I'm sitting down on that bench, people. When people talking about kneeling and saying that they shouldn't do it, well, Michael Bennett, an NFL player that was doing it, was living proof of that. Living proof. Seahawks, my mind, body, and soul are with you, Michael Bennett. I can't applaud you or, you know, salute you, give you more respect, because not only did you speak it, you were living proof of this. Like, Wow. I'm going to get past that. The next matchup, I think this might be a clean sweep. The Carolina Panthers on the road up against the Niners. Do anybody feel that the Niners will protect their house?
Nope.
Do they have a house to protect? Because they ain't been protecting it since Kaepernick took them to the Super Bowl.
Right. And actually, do they have a house to protect? They just got a new stadium like 2 years ago, the Levi Stadium. That stadium is ridiculous. Let me just being a fan, I'm going to just say it as in a fan term. Everybody in that stadium, from what I hear, they have like push-button screens that you can have the waiters, waitresses come bring you your drinks or whatever to you. Like, there's no like real, you know, hot dog guy walking up and down the stairs. So they said it's like interactive all around the doggone stadium. So that's got to be mean. So nobody's going for the Niners, right? No, everybody's panthered out, right?
Cam Newton's back.
Okay, I got clean sweep right there. Last matchup for the week is the Sunday night matchup. Is the Giants on the road in which, like I said, OBJ, Odell Beckham, they're saying it could be potentially be doubtful. So I want to see how this does end up panning out. Royce, you will be going last since you were playing music the last time it was going down. You're getting your penalty today. Tommy, I'll start with you. The Giants on the road in Dallas up against them boys.
I'm going G-Man. It's been too much drama, too much going on with the Cowboys right now. with the whole Zeke and everything, I'm going G-Men. I think G-Men win the East anyways.
Who, the Giants are going to win the East?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I like it, Tommy. I like it.
The Giants are winning the East. He's not playing around. Okay. Yeah, where's the ball at? I was going to go there. AR, your thoughts on this matchup? Big Blue or the boys?
We going to have to go with Eli.
Whoa,
this is the reason why. First of all, Odell is not going to miss this game. I don't care under any circumstance. You can put a stretcher out there. Odell is not going to miss playing the Cowboys. Odell shows up against the Cowboys every single outing. And then, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it the same Giants team that beat the Cowboys twice last year? Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go with the G-Man. Going to get it done in the Big D in Jerry's world. G-Man going to get it done. And Odell's going to play. Mark my words.
I don't know which way to go with this game. Yeah, I want to see what happened with Odell. I want to just take the Giants and Odell don't play. Then they in trouble. Because I don't believe in Brandon Marshall. As much as they got Brandon Marshall there, I don't, man, please. Brandon Marshall ain't showed me nothing in a while. Damn.
That man can still catch, though.
He can catch, but he, man, please. He's a new age T.O. to me. Royce, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to do it. I'll do it. Royce, you tell me what's up. What do you like and why?
Man, can you count the stars in the sky?
Not all of them.
Can you name the stars? Can you call off the stars for me? Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just give you those three stars right there, and that's the reason I'm going with the Cowboys. The offense, baby. Cowboys putting up numbers today. Zeke is going to run, and then run some more because he's got about how many weeks rest coming? Call it out for me.
Well,
how many games is he going to miss?
They put the suspension on hold.
Is that defense going to stop anybody? If you don't stop anybody, you ain't going to have to worry about it. You don't have to outscore everybody. So is that defense going to stop anybody?
You tell me. You the football head.
They ain't going to stop anybody. That Giants offense is going to torch that defense.
Okay.
Well,
it's going to be on prime time, so we're going to see. And maybe it'll just be a regular old shootout in football terms, and we see who gets the last laugh. Hold on. We the boys.
Okay. I'll let everybody say their pick for tomorrow for the Monday night matchup. There's two of them in which the Saints. Adrian Peterson goes back home up against the Minnesota Vikings, and the Chargers round up the Monday night matchup up against the Broncos, where we have two Monday night matchups opening up the season. We'll save that for tomorrow. I need plugs and closeouts from each of you as we shut it down here at Sports City. We may run a little over, but I just got the extension time, too, so we can do what we need to do. AR, I'll start with you first. Thank you for coming to the brunch. Give me a plug, close out, shout out, anything that you'd like to do as we get up out of the kitchen this afternoon right now. We're going into that.
All right. It's your boy AR. We're going to be watching these games today. Let's go Colts, Big Blue Express. We're going to get it done. Hey, we're going to have a good season. Andrew Luck, you know you're going to come back in October. We're waiting for you because we can really win the South. We can really win the AFC South, and I said it here first. It's your boy AR. I'm on all social media if you want to look me up. The real A Rob. Everybody have a good morning.
You too, brother. Tommy, you already know what to do right now. Shut it down at the brunch, close it out. Any shout out, promotion, anything you like to do?
Just prayers, thoughts to Florida. the West Coast of Florida, Naples, Tampa, even you, Trailer Cassidy, don't do nothing stupid, people. Stay in the house or whatever you're at. If you're in, just stay safe. I got to get to something. Everybody knows I hate Ohio State because they stole its national championship from us in 02. But Mayfield, what you did, I'm telling you, and you heard it here first, karma's going to come back and bite you in the ass sometime this season because you still could see them fuck eyes in the playoffs. I don't see anybody in that small 10 even competing with them. So they'll win that small 10, and they'll make the playoffs. And somehow, some way, the NCAA will make sure you see them again. We know what's going to happen. You should have just took the win, took your ass back to Oklahoma, and been happy with the win instead of trying to show off.
We will see if Ohio State does their thing and wins out. Michigan is in front of them. I want to see if Michigan can end the streak. That is the question, if they can end the streak. Last but not least, Marquise, you already know what to do. It's lights out time.
You know what I got to do, Thomas, before we get up out of this kitchen, man? I got to say my piece. NFL and NFL Players Association, you have to negotiate and come to an agreement on guaranteed contracts for all players that make the final rosters. It has to happen. No more of this fake guaranteed contract, what you call a signing bonus. I'm talking real deal, Holyfield guaranteed contracts. Just like in the NBA and Major League Baseball, these guys are giving up their bodies. Their families are sacrificing because the man the NFL gives back to that wife or to those children is not the man he was before he laid it all on the line and took all those hits and suffered all those concussions, the ones that are documented and reported as well as the ones that are not. Guaranteed money. It has to happen. Get it done. Every time I'm on or inside Sports City and we're talking NFL, you're going to hear this call. And if you're an NFL fan, a fan of humanity, you've got to see the point. It just makes sense. Get it done, man. Other than that, it's your boy, Royce King Sports. Find me at Royce King Sports on all social media. Stop by RoyceKingSports.com. Check out that services tab. We got something special working and serving up for you. So, Thomas, man, thank you once again for doing what you do right here on the network, man. Shut it down like only you can.
And leave it up to Royce, because he got more interesting, I don't even want to say dishes. We got a whole new menu about to come through Sports City. Like, I haven't even cooked this type of stuff. Like, I have not cooked in our 8 years, but it'll be 8 years coming this December. So I haven't even cooked this stuff. But Royce pushing me out there on the ledge to go do this too. So this is going to be interesting to see if I can handle what's being thrown at me, Sports City. So y'all just sit tight, man, because this is going to be a very interesting situation, if you will, coming up soon. Sports City Chefs, we got shows throughout the week. Stay tuned to us on each social media network, especially on Twitter and Facebook. We have pages on both. I'm at TP Timeless on Twitter as well. Like I said, and this is something that bothered me because I wasn't fully aware because I thought it was happening in the city of Seattle out there in Washington. I didn't know that the incident had happened at at the Floyd Mayweather fight and hearing the TMZ. And TMZ, I have to say this on air. I'm sorry. You guys are in everybody's business. Like, I want to know what type of lifestyle any of you guys live. I don't know what you guys do in your spare time, but it bothers me that you guys are in everybody's life. But at one point in time, you guys were at the right spot at the right time. So I do give you guys credit for having a camera there while Michael Bennett was being held down. But I'm going to say this in closing here at Sports City. I have to say this, right? This is why Colin Kaepernick started this protest. And everybody, and it bothers me when I hear people say, "Oh, I don't like him. I don't like Colin Kaepernick." Why don't you like him? Do you really think he's up there kneeling because he doesn't want to respect anybody that risked their lives to you know, protect the country, so on and so forth. No, he's trying to bring awareness to people losing their lives over senseless, you know, acts, if you will. And I just seen something that T.I. posted yesterday. There was a cop. I don't know what state it was. I want to say it was California. And the cop had a gun on the guy, and he basically told him to reach for his license and registration, but he had a gun on him. And he wouldn't let him reach or nothing. He just called for a whole bunch of backup and kept the gun on him for 10 minutes. This is why these celebrities are using their platform and doing what they need to do. Kaepernick, thank you for putting that awareness out. The NFL should now be aware of what's going on to certain individuals. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chef again. And if they don't know, now they know.
Oh, welcome to Sports City. T.P. Thomas is at the helm.
Feeling kind of Sunday.
Moses taking care of the Midwest. I'm T.P. Thomas holding down the East Coast.
T.P., I am ready to back rock.
And the only thing, I got one thing to wish you, people.
Good morning. It's a Sports City chance for Sunday the brunch with Mark and T.P.
Good morning.
So kick back, relax, enjoy everybody. Don't turn on the TV.
Good morning.
It's a Sunday morning brunch with Mark, the Moses, and T.P. Thomas.
Good morning.
So sit back, relax, in 2 hours of facts, and that's a fact, yeah.